KNOM Profiles.
This Christmas, Nome's Catholic Church has a visitor from Ghana. Father John Asanyiri will be delivering Christmas Mass at St. Joseph's. I was interested in getting to know the Ghanaian priest, so earlier this week I invited him to the KNOM studios. Father John Asanyiri is a tall African man. He looked to be in his late 30s and wore a seal fur cap, parka, and scarf. We headed to the studio to talk.
And what you're doing up here. So to start out, if you would just like to introduce yourself, say where you're from, where you normally work as a preacher, and what brings you up to Nome.
My name is John Asanyiri. I am from Ghana, and I belong to a missionary society called the Missionaries of Africa. I worked in Mali for 8 years. Mali is a country in West Africa, and then in Ghana for 5 years. And after these 13 years, I asked for a period of sabbatical before my next appointment, and that was granted me, and I came to Berkeley in California. So I was in Berkeley for this period of sabbatical, and I met a friend there who is a Benedictine in Minnesota. It's called Robert Koopman. He knows the deacon here, Deacon Bob, and he told me that every year they ask for help from their community in for Christmas in Nome, and that if it would interest me. I said, wow, that is great, because I've heard a lot about Alaska, and I never dreamt of going to Alaska. So if that is possible, I would like it. And so the connection was made, and here I am in Nome.
I asked Father John, what was it about Alaska that fascinated him so much? What drew him to our state?
Well, it's just adventure, you know. I learned about Alaska in geography when I was in elementary school, and it fascinated me, because I heard that you have snow, you have longer nights, dark nights, you have sun that never sets. So I was marveled by all this, and I wished I could see it. But, you know, God works in his own time. I never knew that I would be in Alaska, and here I am today. It has been possible.
And what do you think of Nome so far?
Oh, Nome is wonderful. Yeah, it's all white, snow, and cold. In fact, that was the first thing that struck me. As soon as I got out of the flight, the cold wind that greeted me was almost freezing, though I had a good jacket on. And when we got to the house, everything I touched was cold. So the first thing that impressed me is the cold. And it's a small community, and very lively too. The people are very friendly, those I met so far, especially in the church and going around, greeting a few friends. They're all gentle people, very nice people. It is a lively community, you know. It's not a big community, so very lively.
What could you tell the listeners about Ghana then?
Well, Ghana is a small country in West Africa, and we have 10 regions, 10 regions in Ghana. I come from one of the smallest regions in the northern part of Ghana. And our part of the country, it is quite dry. We do not have many trees. Certainly we have more trees than in Nome, yeah. That is true, because I didn't see many trees here. But the country is quite dry, and we have about 3 or 4 months of rain in the year, and so normally it doesn't even rain regularly. So our part of the country is the most difficult part, yeah. And it is quite near to the desert, you know, the Sahara Desert. So every year we have, especially this time of the year, we have the influence of the cold winds from the desert blowing over our part of the country, and the people feel cold. What we call cold is between 28 degrees Celsius and 32 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, maybe between 75 and 80 here.
I wanted to know what inspired Father John to become a priest. So I asked, was he raised Catholic?
My family wasn't Catholic. I think I was the first one in my family to become a Catholic because I went to a Catholic school, primary school. And there was one of my class teachers who had a great positive influence on me. And that's why I became a Catholic and then continued and went to the seminary. Yeah. But now, after I went to the seminary, my family also followed and then they became Christian. So my family is Christian now. Though I have one brother who is a Muslim.
And what drew you to Catholicism?
As I said, it was the life of this teacher. He was so, I call him a saint. He's alive. He's still alive. He's a saint. The way he related to us, the way he taught us, the way he talked to us, I saw something saintly in him.
Father John was ordained in 1998. He worked with the missionaries of Africa in Mali, started a new parish in Ghana, and this year is taking sabbatical in Berkeley. Now he finds himself in Nome. So I asked
him,
have
you learned anything from going from so many different places geographically and culturally? Has your faith changed at all?
No, my faith has not. Well, when you say change, yes, it has changed. It has reaffirmed me in my faith. It has made me more solid in it, more convinced in my faith.
You can listen to Father John giving Christmas Mass live on KNOM at 10:30 a.m. on Christmas morning. So I asked him, Les, what should people remember around Christmas time?
Christmas is the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. So the message will be centered on Christ, our Savior. Christ saves us. God coming to save us. God coming to be with us. Yeah. The meaning of Christmas is humanity and divinity coming together.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.